There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Believe. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It's 4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The Blackhawks close their homestand tonight, an 8-game homestand. They host the Panthers. 7:30 puck drop on the west side. The Panthers are coming for a goal loss on Sunday, just like these Blackhawks. In the two games leading into the All-Star break, Derrick Rose went 22-for-41 from the field. That's a .536 field goal percentage. He averaged 26 points and 7 assists a game. And now since the break, Rose is averaging 10 points and 5 assists a game. He's 8-for-34 from the field. That's a .235 field goal percentage. And here's his head coach defending him.
This isn't the first comeback, you know, so it was bumpy last year. You know, when you miss the amount of time that he's missed, you know, there's going to be some bumps in the road.
Tom Thibodeau took a chill pill today at practice. It was a light practice. Rose is sore, expected to play tomorrow night. Kirk Heinrich should be able to play as well. Taj Gibson did not practice. The Hornets are in town tomorrow. Cubs rehired Manny Ramirez as a hitting consultant. Kevin Youkilis will scout out West for them. There's now a mental skills program for the Cubs with 4 new hires in their organization. Theo Epstein is open to Sammy Sosa helping out with the young guys down the road. A judge asked caretaker of the late Ernie Banks, Regina Rice, to prove that Mr. Banks had just $16,000 when he passed. He left it all to her, something the family is contesting. And the new speed-up rules for Major League Baseball are met with resistance by many pitchers, except White Sox reliever Zach Duke.
Whenever you start infringing upon what we like to do, it's you're going to meet some resistance. But, you know, I feel like of the things I've read, I haven't necessarily read anything that would be that big of an issue for players to deal with.
And Duke's interview can be heard full at SpiegelandGoff.com. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score is on the road near you, and you can meet up with them. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Homeland and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
crust pizza.
Boars and Bernstein.
We'll have a threesome.
Chicago Sports Radio.
Bet you we will,
too. The Score.
404 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boars and Bernstein.
You can follow this guy on Twitter, at Suhan S. Tribb, and you can read him in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And hell, you can just stop him on the street and ask him for free sports opinions, and he is obligated to give them to you. He's Jim Suhan, who joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. What's happening, Jim?
Hey, boys, how are you?
We're great. We appreciate you jumping on with this because I guess there's really nothing going on with Adrian Peterson, huh? Just nothing at all.
There's always something, isn't there?
Oh, my God.
It's fascinating. I admit it. I did a little flip-flopping last week when all the Vikings employees were coming out and doing the PR campaign about we want Adrian back, we absolutely want him back, we're building him in the offense. I started wavering on my long-held theory that Adrian was gone, as of last September. So I think, well, okay, maybe if they pay him full freight and he gets past it emotionally. And they, I started thinking, okay, maybe this can work out. And then Adrian hired Galooly to go after a Vikings executive, and that pretty much ended that theory. It looks like now my two theories are that Adrian's either too dumb to realize it's really silly for him to try to make himself the victim in this story, or B, the people around him are trying to orchestrate his way out of Minnesota so he can go someplace where he won't have to deal with protests or anything, or C, both of the above.
How did the actual incident at the Combine escalate between Peterson's agent and the executive in the Vikings who's in charge of negotiating deals? It just seems like this would be something that the agent was trying to do, or this is some sort of play acting, or did this catch everyone by surprise?
Again, all of the above. It caught everybody by surprise because the Viking executive involved, Rob Brzezinski, is one of the nicest, most laid-back people you'll ever find. He's basically their capologist. He's very good at his job. Somewhere down the line, maybe 10 years ago, he actually kind of started thinking that maybe him being in the public eye, him doing interviews, wasn't the best thing for the franchise. So he kind of has been just very low profile, very quiet. He's the kind of guy, you can say hello to him and he's very friendly, but he doesn't put himself in the public eye very much. For him to be the centerpiece of this story is completely bizarre. There's no way, knowing Rob for all these years, no way he instigated it. There's no way he wanted to be involved in it. He had to be pushed for that to happen.
It's so weird, too, because this idea that, and look, Jim, I don't know everything. I don't know from Twin Cities, but the idea that the Vikings just, jumped ship on him and didn't want anything to do with him. Well, dude, what do you want them to do in this situation? He got plenty of support from other people around the country. Yeah. It wasn't like he was alone.
Is this a retroactive shift in expectations for their behavior? Because it's not like we heard him kicking about it immediately. He sort of seemed chastened by it or understood that some things had to be done. And now after the fact, with all this time gone, it's like, wait a second, you can't treat me like this. What gives?
Adrian is not the brightest guy I've ever been around, and I think this smells to me like people around him wanting him. It's almost like he's got too many enablers about around him, too many people telling him he's great, he's perfect, and that he should never have to deal with any criticism or second guessing of any kind. The things that reading between the lines, the things I think that bothered him were that A, Kevin Warren, who was kind of a vice president of legal counsel or something like that in the organization, appears to be the only high-ranking official who thought that Adrian should be kept off the field last year. All the football people just wanted him back to win football games. Kevin seemed to be kind of the voice of reason, saying, okay, we lose the sponsors, we look bad, let's just calm things down, let's keep Adrian off the field and find a way to win games without him. And then the Vikings promoted Kevin Warren to COO, basically, this offseason, and I think Peterson, in some convoluted way, thinks that's a swipe at him. Number two, and I don't want to make this all about me or the media or my newspaper, but some of Adrian's comments about people digging into his past and all that, my newspaper sent somebody to Texas to do kind of an investigative story about Adrian Peterson, his background, and we found some shaky things about his foundation. He's had a lot of children out of wedlock. It hasn't been a pristine life by any stretch of the imagination. I think that bothered him that someone from his state would, you know, his adoptive state would start looking into him. Again, just a complete lack of savvy to not see that that's going to happen. And frankly, I think he thinks that he got too much heat in the local media, including me, just ripping him for what he did. And I just think he thinks he's a godlike figure who should not be questioned. And it's the princess and the pea syndrome. You know, he's had such an easy go in public life that he doesn't understand any criticism.
Sounds a little bit like Derrick Rose.
Yeah, he's got a little. Yeah.